as I said, a couple of weeks ago, when we played abroad, I was talking about the question, it was like a testimonial game of it not being competitive. And I think the last two games have been excellent, both with the ball and against the ball, you know, and I've been really, really pleased with them. I've said from the start, we've got a goal threat, you know, one of the best defenders in the league in Andy Graham, the best leaders. So if we get it right at the back, and make sure we defend well against the ball, we know if we get players that can win us the game, and that proved the day again with Trout and getting the win.
You had to come from behind as well?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Listen, I can't fault these guys for day one since I came in. Their effort has been phenomenal. And I know you see today, like, you've got a couple of injuries and it can be guys working and doing a lot of travelling with their work, so there's nothing really much we can do about that. That's the way life is when you're part-time, in the respect of that. But the one thing I can give them great credit for, every time they train, every time, they give it their maximum effort and their maximum commitment. And I think you can see that the way they dig in at the end. It's not just a team, this is a group. Somebody described them probably as a gang. And that's the way I would describe them, you know, because they dig in for each other, they fill in for each other, and that's what it takes to win games of football.
You feel a far better team the second half, Peter?
Yeah, I think the pitch was magnificent, and then all of a sudden we'd taken maybe too many touches on it because it was that good. We like to move the ball quick, and I thought we'd taken too many touches on it. You know, once we played a little bit quicker, you know, mixed the game up a little bit more, I thought we ended up, as I say, Trouton's one of the best at arriving in the box and getting goals, you know, and phenomenal finish. But all round, there's nothing I can complain about, because I think at the death, I was more pleased with the death there. You're down to 10 men, they're putting their bodies on the line to stop crosses, they're heading balls away in the box. We're getting midfield players who probably not been used to us to defend prior, you know, getting in the box and heading the ball away. So all these things are the things that make you successful. There is no easy route in football, you know, and these boys are proving it. You know, they work their socks off, as I say, every time they train, and they're getting their just rewards now. But we know it's every game you have to do the exact same thing. They've set the standard. I think the first day of the season, I said, against Thistle, probably 80% of the game they were excellent, you know. But they have to play like that week in, week out. And as I say, against the ball, they're getting better and better all the time.
Edge lasted from here with Neil Parry and Blair Malcolm. What's their situation?
Yeah, well, Neil obviously felt something pop in his hamstring, and it was a bit unfortunate because Neil's been working away this week and he missed training on Thursday. So obviously these boys, as I say, do travelling. It's not just as a matter of they're turning up for a game and you have that luxury of full-time football getting the rest periods. So I'm gutted for him because he's been outstanding for us. So we'll just have to wait and assess it. He's going to the hospital to see, like, get the scan results done, obviously, over the next couple of days. And the same with Blair. Blair was just on, and as you say, you can warm up as much as you can, but it's very, very difficult, you know, at the side of a pitch to try and get prepared for a match, no matter how much you do. But yet again, he's a young man who's not played a lot of football, played very well for his last week in a difficult pitch. But this week he's coming on here as a substitute, and there could be a wee bit of stiffness here because, as I say, just the game legs he's not really got, and I think that's probably the issue he's got. He's got a tight hamstring, but he felt right away, and I'm always concerned when it's a hamstring, you know, when somebody's running like that and pulls up. So hopefully that's not the case and they'll be available, because it would leave us short if we end up, you know, that's for sure, it will leave us short. But you've got to deal with these things. We knew that prior to the window closing anyway, so it's not a problem. We'll work something out and we'll get some people about us.
Smash it. Okay.